Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Thursday, October 13th edition of the program. We have the Biden administration running for cover as the latest inflation data comes out. And so what are they going to do? Oh, that's right. A January 6th insurrection hearing underway today. They're going to subpoena Trump. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? Trump's going to show up. He's going to definitely slap them around verbally, perhaps even physically. Like, everyone just needs to calm down in the Democrat Party. You're going to lose, libs. Stop trying these last-minute shenanigans. We'll discuss that. Oh, speaking of Biden, the Saudis, and getting slapped around, tell everybody that, yeah, the Biden administration wanted them to hold off on the decrease in oil production till after the election, you know, to trick people into thinking maybe the economy is a little bit better than it actually is. We will get into that. And also other important bits of information for your viewing and listening pleasure. So thank you for being here today. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, because he's awesome and his company is amazing. And they support so many shows from the right like this one. But you've helped build MyPillow into an incredible company, and you've trusted Mike Lindell to give you a good night's sleep. In fact, I sleep on Mike Lindell products every single night, so I'm right there with you. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets from the Giza region of Egypt. That's where the best cotton comes from. That's why they make these Giza Dream Sheets. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at the lowest price ever. So isn't this the best time you can get them? Started to sound like Andrew Cuomo there for a second. Giza Dream Sheets, the best, the lowest price, $39.99. What do I mean by that? I mean you can pay $39.99. If you were to look over here at this chart, you'll see 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets, coming in as low as $39.99. All my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets along with other limited-time offers. Enter promo code BUCK. You got to use that promo code. Promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's promo code Buck. All right, now let's get into it. So what happened today with inflation? The short version is it's bad. It's bad. The data, if Fauci was an economist, shows that the country is suffering and inflation is high. It is, in fact. Inflation is still at 8.2%. It is the highest mortgage rates you're seeing right now in 20 years. And you've got prices excluding energy and food rose 6.6% year over year. This is a mess for the libs. Put simply, a mess. And they know this. What are they going to say about it? What they want, just to understand for everybody, what they want to do is to tell you, hey, we had nothing to do with this. This is just, you know, the way the economy functions, man. It's just like big numbers and stuff. They don't want people to say, hold on a second. The Republicans have been saying, don't spend that much money. That's crazy. And Democrats have said, well, we're going to spend all the money. And they did. And the bad thing that we said would happen, inflation, is happening. So, you know, if it's as though we were telling the Democrats, hey, please don't. We're all in this boat together. Please don't poke holes in the side of the boat. And they're like, I got an idea. I'm going to poke holes in the side of the boat. And then it starts sinking. And they look at us and they're like, why is the boat sinking? And we say, because you poked holes in it, which is what we told you, you morons. And this is that is inflation right now summarized for you. That is the reality of inflation and the Democrats' role in it today. We all see it. We all know it. And now I guess the best they can do is, here you go. Brian Deese, who is their the Baghdad Bob of the administration's economic policies. Here he is saying our policies are making the difference. Sure they are, buddy.
Prices are too high, but the message the president is delivering is that you have a president administration that's waking up every day trying to address that problem head on. And we are making progress. We are making progress on energy prices. We are making progress. We just have to stay at it. And so we have policies that are going to make a difference. We have policies that have already made a difference. We just have to stay the course.
Oh, they've made a difference, all right. Made everything more expensive. There's the difference. Woo, we've seen it. Note, anytime you hear a Biden administration official say, there's still work to do, we've made progress, but there's still work to do, anything like that, that is their way of admitting, yeah, we suck at this, but we don't want to say that out loud, so we're just going to come up with something else. They're just going to come up with some other way to tell you about all this stuff. It is madness, folks. And so then that brings me to January 6th. So funny. They call it the insurrection investigation over at CNN. At Fox, they call it the riot, you know, the January 6th riot. Yeah, it was a riot. Okay. Bad idea. Didn't like it day one. Thought it was bad. Said so at the time. It's not an insurrection. We all know that. Only morons say it's an insurrection, like CNN. But the funny part about this is that they really think they're going to subpoena Trump. This is the big story, the big reveal today, because honestly, season five or whatever this is of Jan 6 insurrection, just not really getting it done for me. The acting is a little subpar, the writing a little slow, visual effects. I got to say, I could not put this on my recommended list on Netflix. It's just not very interesting, folks. Not very good. It's an obvious distraction from what's actually happening to people, which is they're getting poorer. Democrats have made you poorer, less free, and more miserable. As a country, that's what they've been able to do. Oh, and more unsafe. And they now try to run from that, too. On the crime issue, they're realizing, turns out letting all the criminals free and not punishing criminals is bad for public safety. What goes up must come down. These are the most obvious things, you know, in our reality. These things are as obvious as the existence of gravity, but Democrats, we gotta make some trade-offs, they figured. There's no trade-off, just bad. The only trade-off is that they get power by lying to people about what will happen. That is the fundamental Democrat trade-off. We say, you're just going to make everything worse for everybody. They say, well, but we'll lie to people and then we'll be in power. That's it. That's what they did on criminal justice. You know I'm right. That's why you're watching or listening. There's no sign of identity theft slowing down, and why should it? More than $14 billion were stolen from identity theft victims last year alone. Cyber criminals, it's a big success for them, right? For the rest of us, it is a nightmare, a huge headache. It's so easy for the bad guys to steal your identity online. But LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats that you could miss on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist will be dedicated to your case and work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/buck for 25% off. I tell my family, I tell everybody, you got to have LifeLock. You just, you know, otherwise you find out about this when your identity's already been stolen and God knows what's happened. LifeLock, they're watching out for you. And then if you have a problem, it's almost like you got an insurance policy of sorts because they'll come and help you deal with that problem. And I've had to have them help me deal with it before, so it's really, really worthwhile. Oh, Biden. Not a joke. I mean, the economy's kind of a joke these days, but it's not a funny one. The Biden administration tried to get the Saudis to hold back on dropping 2 million barrels a day of output. They tried to get them to hold back on that until after the election. So not in some bringing, you know, they're not actually caring about the big picture here. This is just what is in the short term political interests of Democrats. All that matters. Okay. So then when they were pushed on this, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia put out an official letter, you know, with like the palm tree and the swords and stuff, you know, Saudi stuff. And they put out an official letter that said, hey, look, we know that you guys in the Biden White House, I'm paraphrasing here, asked us to delay this a month, but we don't think it's in the overall economic interest of the market to do so. So sorry. Now, they didn't want this to come out. This is a backhand to the Biden regime. This is definitely showing them that there's not a lot of respect from the Saudi regime, Saudi monarchy, such as it is, for Biden and company. And here is an example of a reporter. This guy's actually doing a really good job talking to Brian, again, the Baghdad Bob of Biden's economic policies, this guy Deese. A reporter drills down on this question of, did you ask the Saudis to basically fudge the numbers on the price of gas just before the election for the most obvious reason, just so people think, oh, maybe Biden's not such a moron. And is that what happened? Here's how that went.
Brian, the Saudis themselves said this morning that the U.S. requested a one-month delay to the OPEC Plus output. I wonder why that would be. Brian, can you tell me whether you did ask the Saudis for a one-month delay to that decision? Are they telling the truth?
Look, we clearly communicated our views to OPEC members that we thought it was short-sighted for them to take the action that they were contemplating, and they announced.
Brian, you didn't answer the question, so I'm going to ask it again. Did you ask the Saudis to delay that decision for a month? Are they telling the truth or not?
Look, I'm not going to get on air and disclose private conversations that members of our administration had.
But it's not private. The Saudis have shared it with us. You've got the opportunity to say it's true or not. Is it true or not?
What I will say clearly is that the communications that we've had with OPEC members and continuing have been based on our assessment of the economic circumstances of supply and demand in global oil markets.
That's yes, by the way. We all know that that's very obvious what's going on here. He's cornered and just doesn't want to take the political hit for his side of saying, yeah, we basically told the Saudis, keep pumping out that oil. Don't make any change until after the election. If they wanted to say, keep pumping that oil as far as the eye can see, I'd say, oh, maybe they're making a macroeconomic push here. They realize fossil fuels are the lifeblood of the economy. Oh, no. It was just a little delay. Fudge the schedule a little bit to help the libs. Didn't work out for them the way they thought it would. Now people know there's desperation. And there's also just no respect for this Biden regime. That's for sure. John Fetterman is running, as we discussed yesterday on the show, and it's putting people in this very odd position of having to talk about a guy who had a stroke and point out that he is incapacitated still by this stroke and therefore should not even be considered a possible candidate certainly in this cycle, for the United States Senate. But Democrats are power hungry and ruthless, so they just do not care. So we're all supposed to avoid observing what is plain for anyone to see. That's the game here, right? You're just not supposed, you're supposed, oh, I don't see anything. Trevor Noah, the just deeply unfunny comedian, handed a platform that was massively successful and turned it into a total nothing. He had the, well, he's not the only one who's saying this. There's this move on the left, the Democrats are trying to make it seem like having a stroke and then having cognition issues is somehow similar to a person, let's say, losing their limb in warfare from enemy action. Here's Trevor Noah.
I'm not vouching for Fetterman over Dr. Oz or anything like that, but I do think this whole debate is veering into the territory of saying that people with disabilities cannot be lawmakers, which is trash. All right? Especially since America already has disabled lawmakers serving right now. It shouldn't be disqualified. Right? Dan Crenshaw is missing an eye. Tammy Duckworth lost both her legs. Right? And Mitch McConnell, he's literally melting all the time.
Okay. This is so transparently stupid as an argument that it feels like a frustrating waste of time to even. But there are others who are saying this, too. Having issues of mental cognition, as in not being able to process information, not having all your faculties of judgment and decision making functioning, is different from losing a leg or an eye to enemy action. Obviously. Obviously. But you see, they're desperate, and as a result of that desperation, they're making arguments that they have to know at some level are flimsy, absurd, obtuse, idiotic. But they don't care. All they care about is, will this serve the purpose of running out the clock on this Fetterman election so that people will just go, I guess Fetterman's okay. He's still running. Sure, he doesn't seem like he really is all there and he has to read off of a screen, but this is what we are up against. This is the reality of what we're dealing with, and everybody should just be very aware. The other side, they have no principles. In this stuff, there's no principles. It doesn't matter what they used to say and what they say now. Total contradiction, abandonment of common sense and reason, just about power dynamics. Whatever works is what they will do. Whatever works for them, not whatever's best for the country. The country's interests are irrelevant. The Democrats' ability to be in charge of the country is all that matters. To wield the apparatus of government. That's the single most important thing to them. This was interesting. AOC was confronted by shouting protesters. She had a Bronx town hall event for voting to send weapons to Ukraine. And I just wanted to, these are Democrats who didn't get the memo that you're not allowed to, as a Democrat, you're not allowed to criticize AOC. She's amazing, stunning and brave, fierce, hashtag fierce, stunning and brave. You're not, you know, she's a social media influencer who happens to be in Congress. So you're not allowed to point out things like, hey, isn't the left in this country supposed to be opposed to war overseas that's not in the actual defense of the United States of America? Like, I thought they had a whole anti-war peace movement. Ah, not when there's a Democrat in charge, though, and not when the military-industrial complex has major interests at stake. Here are some Democrats giving AOC some rough stuff.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party. You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine. You're voting to start a thermonuclear war with Russia and China. You're playing with our lives.
There will be no neighbors if there's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice.
Okay. Now, obviously we've got some Tulsi fans in the audience there. Not big AOC fans. But if there's one area where I think it's, well, there are a lot of them, but one area where it is very easy to illustrate this point I make about how Democrats are bereft of durable principle instead of situational principle. We have a principle, tomorrow it's gone, now it's back, depends on what's best for them. Instead of having situational ethics, what Democrats do on the issue of war and peace is a perfect example of this. The anti-war movement disappears. The left-wing anti-war movement effectively doesn't exist under Democrat presidents. It only exists under Republican presidents as a tool of opposing that administration. This is, you play this out, I mean, obviously with Bush, but then you go to Obama. Obama escalated in Afghanistan, surged over 100,000 troops, way, way up from the number when he came into office. For what? Obviously, didn't work. That whole Obama 8 years in Afghanistan achieved nothing. Nothing durable, certainly, because the Taliban runs the country. So where was the anti-war movement with all that? Where was the anti-war movement when Obama was having drone warfare and blowing up a lot of people along the AFPAC border area, including a lot of innocent civilians? There were a couple of people here and there. By the way, they've since, the people who were willing to criticize Obama over droning, you know, innocent civilians in the war on terror, they've all become Republicans, basically. Or I shouldn't say Republicans. They've all become refugees from the Democrat Party. They have all left the Democrat Party, no longer wish to be a part of that. I think that that says a lot. I think it does say a lot. Here is Tulsi, by the way, since she's been making so many headlines this week, saying, if you go against Hillary Clinton, the Democrat elites, your political future in the Democrat Party is over.
I think that the Democratic Party leaders, people like Hillary Clinton, people who've been in charge for a very long time, foment this kind of culture of fear and like, hey, if you go against us, like, you're dead. You're on the list. You have kind of the very loud activists and the who don't represent, I think, even the majority of the Democratic Party, but the AOCs of the world who are almost like these radical religious zealots, and they are ideologues, and whatever they choose is the battle of the day. If you are against them on that, forget it. You're done.
Yep. That's how it goes. Now, I've been telling conservatives about this. Tulsi Gabbard's not a conservative. She goes with Democrats on a lot of things. But she does break with them on some core issues and really just around honesty and decency. And so on those points, I think she has a very interesting and particularly valid perspective. But, I mean, she's not about to run as Donald Trump's running mate. I keep seeing people say this. I don't think that, look, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I don't think that's going to happen.
Joy Behar, it was her birthday, so I want to wish her a happy birthday.
Along with President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, who singled out perhaps the dumbest political commentator on television today for a happy birthday.
And the whole Biden family, happy birthday, Joy.
No one is better named than you. You brought joy to so many of your friends and admirers with your trademark humor and that smile that lights up the room. And as a former teacher, I know that there are so many students out there whose lives you've changed.
You speak your mind, you speak from the heart, you stand up for what you believe. Both Jill and I are grateful for the time we've spent with you over the years, and we're delighted. We're delighted to call you a friend.
They really, this is the president, the first lady, they really like that abject imbecile, Joy Behar. Abject imbecile. They don't care. Look, it's her birthday, whatever. Her family can say happy birthday. People are entitled to, you know, enjoy their time with family and friends. This is the president of the United States. This is who he thinks makes smart comments on TV. Pretty stunning stuff, everybody. That's going to be it for today, though. More tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.